Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Minister Kashima Douglas, and Pastor D.L. Douglas, Sr. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. We welcome you to come on in, have a seat. It is Women's Day Thursday. The scripture for this morning is Isaiah 53:5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we were healed. That's Isaiah 53:5.
Amen, amen. Such a powerful scripture this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you so very much, guys. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. Thank you guys so very much for listening in and tuning in on this morning. It is an honor and a privilege for us to come on and share with you guys our first fruit as you share with us your first fruit of the day, which is to share in the Word of God. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for your awesome power. God, your tender mercies, God, that is continually, God, moving in our lives every single day. God, we don't take for granted that, Lord, that you loved us so much, God. God, that throughout all the night, God, and everything that went on around us, God, you were our protector. You are our watchman. God, you kept the enemy at bay for our behalf. And, Father, we want to say thank you for just doing that on this morning, God, and then some. God, your blood covered our doorposts, God, that where the enemy came in, God, through gunshots and through ambulances and fire departments and police departments, God, you stayed the hand of the enemy for our life, and we just want to give you honor and glory for that, Father God. We thank you for your awesome power, God, that is continually, Lord God, in operation every single day of our life. We say thank you, Father God. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices right now. God, the ones that are listening in, God, we pray, God, to just stop the noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ear. God, the chaos that is in their mind, God, their hearts, God. God, they may be flooded with issues, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence. God, we pray that you would silence these things on this morning. God, that your presence and that your word may go forth, God, and reach them in their most desperate and most desolated places on this morning. God, show yourself, God, and show yourself mighty on their behalf. And God, we will give you the glory, God, for it. God, we thank you, Lord God, for making our tongue now as the pen of the ready writer to write on the hearts of your people the very thing that's necessary and vital, Father, for their good success. And God, when it's all said and done, we will give your name the glory. And we will make that statement that it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much again, as always. Before we go any further, let us acknowledge those countries that are listening in right now. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Germany, Saudi Arabia, also we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so much for listening in overseas. Listen, we know that you guys are, this is a very taboo situation. Some of these people, are risking their life to listen in to this broadcast on a day-to-day basis. And listen, we are constantly praying for those countries. We're constantly praying that God would move by his power. We realize that we are in the last days, and that some of these countries, guys, believe it or not, they're burning Bibles. They're burning Bibles, and they're killing people for professing that Jesus is Lord. So we're living in a world right now where the gospel is being preached freely right here in the United States. And Lord, I don't want to get too deep into that, but we don't want to even show up for church. And then when we do get to church, we want to play church. Come on here, somebody. This is not even my turn to talk this morning. This is Women's Day Thursday. But I want to let y'all know it's about us getting out there and preaching the gospel for real. It's time out for us showing up and thinking we the next great thing. God is the only thing that we need to be preaching. God is the only, come on here. I don't need but two or three witnesses in the church, in the real church to say amen. Amen. I don't need but two or three of them. Because tonight, we're in a night season, whether we want to accept it or not. We're in a night season. God is showing us in this place and in this time and in this dispensation that we're in right now. We trying to figure out if Christ has showed up or if he's going to show up. Baby, listen, he already done showed up. Only thing you got to do is receive him for who he is. You need to start working on the mindset and saying, okay, God, when you get ready to crack the sky, and you get ready to expose yourself, Lord, let me be in the right place, in the right mind. Come on here, somebody. These people across this water, they got a hunger for God. He said those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, these people have been hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Some of these people, y'all don't realize that some of these people, they take their children and crucify their children. Come on here. They take their children when they find out that they believe in Jesus Christ. They will take their kids. And they would kill their kids in the streets. I don't know if you ever sat back and watched the movie. There's a movie that's out where the men they took the teachers that was teaching. Listen to me, teaching the Bible, teaching the principles of the Bible, burning Bibles in the street, and then crucified the teachers who were teaching the Bible. And this was just this movement was years ago. This was a few years ago. Can you imagine what's going on now? Y'all round me up. But listen, this radio station, this broadcast that we do, we want them to reach that nation. And that's our prayer, that we reach the nation, that we reach people to shift people's lives. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for being there. It's time out. Send me $1,000. Send me, man, listen, don't worry, but you preach the gospel, Doc. Everything else will line up. That's the reason why we're in the predicament we're in now. God said, I'm tired of y'all playing church. Church. Oh, y'all made me mad. Y'all made me mad. Look, the devil that made me mad, he pushed the right button this morning. I don't know what it was this morning. He must have did something in my sleep or something because he made me mad. Y'all have to understand, we cannot take this thing that we do in this season lightly. God has too much in store for us in this season.
Yep.
And it ain't about the money. It ain't about the move. It ain't about, see, this is the thing. We looking for the prophet to prophesy houses and land. No, baby, the prophets of the end time prophets, let me tell you what they preaching. They preaching, get right, church, let's go home. That's what they preaching. They saying, preach right, get right, church, so we can go home. That's what he said. The church can't go home until we get, come on here. The church can't go home until we get right. We need to get this thing right. We ain't got this. Y'all do realize this? Or we on our fifth? Like Cat Williams, I'm on my fifth second chance right now. I'm on my fifth second chance right now. Y'all don't realize it. We on our fifth. We in the season of grace with God. Come on here. We in the season of grace with God right now. He is speaking some things in this atmosphere, in this thing, in this pandemic. He is speaking some things. Our ears need to be attentive to the word of God and what he's saying. Because if we don't, I hate to be the one setting up, you know, and I tell people this all the time. When we get to heaven, it's going to be two surprises. Surprise number one, the person that you thought wasn't going to make it, made it. The second surprise is you made it. So my thing is I'm going to live this life so when, watch this, when he do come back, I can hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yes, Lord.
Come on up a little higher. Like the old folks say it in the old church. Come on up a little higher. I wasn't even supposed to do all this. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Step on in, son. Come on. Step on in, my daughter. You ran this race. I would hate to be the one to hear you ran well, but what hindered you? What stopped you? What stopped you? My bishop preached this sermon years and years and years ago. Bishop preached this sermon years ago. He said, missing heaven by 18 inches. that's the distance between your head to your heart. 16 inches. What hindered you? What kept you from seeing God? The Bible says it like this, and I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone. The Bible says, he says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. But he turns around, he says, in that same Bible that we read, he said, money answereth all things. I said, God, what is the difference between the two? I said, because we've been preaching, for the love of money, it's the root of all evil. We get all happy with that part. But the Bible tends to turn around and say, money answered all things. He said, the difference between the love of money and money answering all things, it's because when you love money the more than you love me.
That's the problem.
That's where I have your. That's where me and you cross into an issue at.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want you to do well. He said, I want you to do well so that your soul prospers. But see, when prospering becomes more important than prospering in me,
Yeah. That's
where we have the issue at. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Y'all sanctified folks. Y'all sanctified folks this morning, early this morning. Y'all sanctified folks early this morning. God bless you. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with my lovely co-host, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. I hope this hit you right where you needed to be hit at. I hope this shook you so bad that the coffee that you was drinking, you set the coffee down and got on your face and repented. Father, if it's anything come on here. Repentance is at hand. That's all John kept saying. Repent, repent, repent. Come on. For the kingdom of heaven. Come on. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Stop playing church. Shirley, dressing up. Got on your good church hat, your good church dress, your good church shoes. The shoes that you tried on in the store and put on a little bit of praise music just to see if you can dance in them. Them right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, them suits that you bought just especially to show up in. You could just come out that jacket and you could just go ahead on and shout. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah, that one. Yeah. I tell people, I say, I preach my best in blue jeans and a t-shirt. I can move around then. I dress up for other people so they can so when I go to church they know I got etiquette. I'm finna stop doing that. For the show of blue jeans and a t-shirt. Let's have church. Amen. Look, amen likes and walls. As my brother would say, amen likes and walls. Yeah. Say amen, pew. God bless you. We love you. I'm going to turn it over to my wife. I'm done. Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. God bless you. May the peace of the Lord be on you. And I hope that rocked your world this morning. Amen. Well, evidently we made the devil mad. The soundboard is messing up on us this morning. But you know what? That means that we need to keep talking. Maybe we need to continue this conversation until the preacher come on.
If you know there's power.
Yeah. Music just came on. Oh, God bless y'all. Listen, we're going to go ahead on.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
Don't do it.
If you say, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. I need a healing tonight. I know you're healing somebody, but don't do it without me.
Good morning, and welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Minister Kashima Douglas, and co-host Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. It is Women's Day Thursday, and my things to tell you people this morning, sit back, get pen and paper, get ready. The phenomenal woman of God, Bishop T.K. is on. If you never heard this woman of God before, I can tell you, she has a word from the Lord today. Enjoy. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Bishop TK, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am, the floor is yours. You know, let the Lord use you. You know how Pastor Douglas and I are. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing your platform with me. I hope that my connection is good, that you can hear me well and clear. Your husband and you are doing a phenomenal work, a consistent work. And a while back, God began to share with me that consistency is godly, because every time we wake up in the morning, we hear birds chirping and we see clouds painting the sky, and we also see the sun comes up every morning, because consistency is godly. And what's bothering me in this season of our lives, while we're experiencing COVID-19 and other tragedies that are taking place in the world today, is the church is lacking consistency. And it is a godly characteristic that we should have picked up in our ritualistic traveling to church every Sunday, every Wednesday night for Bible study. Those open doors was to teach us consistency and to embed a word inside of us that will help us to hold on in the time of storm and in the time of trouble. But what I've noticed, even with the streaming of social media, even with the podcasting, even with selfies and pictures that we are taking, that we are moving away from the things that we should have attained inside of Sunday school, Bible study, YPWW, revivals, women's conferences, and altar experiences. But what we are showing the world is that we don't have no stick-to-it-em, as my grandmother would say. Ain't nothing sticking inside of us. And so God is doing a trumpet call this morning for the remnant to come back to the forefront and for them to be consistent in their worship and consistent with their proclamations and consistent with their godly character. We cannot in this season give the enemy any room to play with our family, our finances, our ministry, and even our visions. Some pastors have become very despondent in this season because they are discouraged. They see the people are inconsistent. The people don't love God the way they have portrayed. And what has really irritated me is that we've had thousands upon thousands of conferences and thousands upon thousands of revivals and gatherings. And for the church to be in this weak state, COVID-19 did one thing. COVID-19 showed the church how far removed we were from God's heart, that we are fine with God as long as God is being the blessor, and that we are fine with God as long as God is giving us what we pray for. God is being our spiritual Santa. If God has given us the desires of our heart, we love him. We shout. We run. We have shown God that if you're not the blessor, then I'm going to have to make it happen for myself. And so people have now taken their tithe and their offering, and they've bought clothes, and they've subscribed to Amazon Prime, and they have done things that they're showing God. God, if you're not going to move for me, I'm going to do what I want to with my money, with my time. And what we have done is we've proven to the enemy that as long as that the church is comfortable, we praise him. But when the church becomes uncomfortable, then we stray. And that has been the storyline of Israel since its inception. So in scripture this morning, and I hope I don't lose you, I hope you don't get too mad at me that you leave me, because I'm here to help. Scripture this morning, I was reading out of 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter, and I thank God for the freedom to be able to speak with liberty this morning and not to feel constrained and confined, and that I don't have to come with a little pantsy-antsy message in order to make you feel good. But if I don't make you feel convicted, if the Holy Spirit does not come to try you and to test you, then you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to operate in all of the parameters of his glory. The Holy Spirit don't just come to make you feel good, but it comes to give you pause when you're thinking about sin. It comes to give you strength when you're thinking about falling. And it also comes to give us a spiritual mirror so we can reflect and look at ourselves. And so if all we want to do is hoop, holler, and dance and shout with the Holy Spirit, then we are not allowing it to exercise its full glory inside of us. So in scripture this morning, I was reading in 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter, and the Bible says, Paul is addressing the church of Thessalonica. And he says this in verse 1. He says, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it'd be good to be left at Athens alone. And so we sent Timothy, our brother, a minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that you should suffer tribulation. And even as it come to pass, and ye know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent you to know your faith. Come on. Least by some means that the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. Verse 6, but now when Timothy came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see you, and we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we are comforted over you and our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. Let me just open up this text real quick so we can understand exactly what Paul is saying to the church of Thessalonica. He says to them, he says, I told you that we were going to face affliction and that we were going to face tribulations. I told you, I gave you forewarning that we were going to experience some hard times. And I hope and pray that while you were sitting on the pews inside of your church, tell you that he didn't leave out the other side of this road with Christ, that we would suffer much affliction according to scripture, and that we would be acquainted with sorrow, and that we would see calamities, and that we would see tornadoes and earthquakes in diverse places, and that we would see mothers against daughters and fathers against sons, and that we would see separation between the church and the kingdom, that we would see people that could no longer stand faint on this way of Christ. I told you that we would go through some stuff, and while we're going through these things, I need you to brace yourself when it comes, that this is not the time to faint. One of the things that my mom put inside of me is she told me, she says, Tanya, if you faint in the time of storm, then your faith is small. And so I have to understand that everything that I have been watching, listening to, every experience that I've had with Christ has come to get me to this place where I can stand through storm, where I'm not wavering when things happen against my will, when things come against me that I don't agree with, I'm still standing because I believe in it. And this is a test of my heart. The Bible says that David told God, try the reins of my heart and see not if I be pure. Paul even said, I've learned how to be abased. I've learned how to be abound. I've been instructed to be hungry. Paul showed that there is a topsy-turvy roller coaster, up and down walk with Christ. But it is a sad thing. It is a fair-weather friend that we leave Christ when storm arises. So this is the time that we buckle down and we say, God, it is for you that I live, and it is definitely for you that I will die. And so in this text, Paul tells him, he says, there are going to be some things that you're going to experience, but I'm going to send a Timothy to you that's going to help you to forbear these afflictions. And what blessed my soul this morning is God spoke to me and said, Tanya, I'm going to make you Timothy to somebody. I'm going to send somebody that's going to help you to go through storm and going to help you in a time when your faith is weak and when your faith is small. Timothy was sent to the church of Thessalonica by the servant Paul to tell them that when you're going through, I need you to remember you've been forewarned. And now that we've been forewarned, this is a time where you buckle down and stand. The Bible says that when you stand, continue to stand, watch and wait, and don't leave Christ in this season. He says that when I sit my brother, my fellow co-laborer, I trust him. I trust that when he comes, he's going to establish you, and then he's going to comfort you concerning your faith. And sometimes you just have to hear somebody say, all is well, that joy is coming in the morning, that the sun has got to shine again. You sometimes just need somebody to come in with, there's a bright side somewhere, that God cannot lie, that his word has to accomplish and do what he sent it to do. And when you have someone to come inside of you, you just need somebody to remind you that you are packing a living thing, that you are packing power, that you are packing dunamis, that you are packing things that can speak life and change the scenery that's around you. You need somebody that is not a part of the popular escape, but you need somebody that is still on the straight and narrow way that will speak to you and say righteousness is still right and holiness is still right and God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. And so anytime you have somebody that will come into your space like that, even when you feel all alone, it will cause your baby to leap. Even when Mary visited Elizabeth, the Bible says that when she walked through the door, that for the first time she felt Jesus kick. He come to rob shame. Because you just need to experience somebody that has faith like you. It is sometimes a very lonely and solitude place when you are believing God for impossible things, for invisible things, for incredible things, for intangible things. You need somebody with like faith that can come and pull you up out of that pit of despair and rebuke that cloud of depression away from your mind and to speak life inside of you and remember that God is still by your side. And so Timothy did just that. Paul could not reach him. He wrote to him by way of letter. He could not reach him because at this time Paul was about to give up his life for Christ. For he said that I have run a good race. But he wrote a letter to them and said, please don't let my work be done in vain. And even as my mind rests in a cold grave, my job now is to take the baton that she has passed to me and not allow her life to be done in vain. The things that she spoke into me, the things that she prayed over me, the things that she said when I could not see. When she saw me in a backslidden condition, she said, Tanya, you don't waddle in mud long. Come on out of that place. She began to speak to the God that was in me. Her faith began to come to my faith and sharpen me. For the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. And what I am convinced now is that we're hanging around a bunch of dull folk that can't sharpen us, that we're around people that just cannot pick us up from that place. You're staying depressed too long. You're staying in a dark place too long. You should have been on your knees by now. But because you didn't have a timid to come in your life, you still sitting there in the bed, been in the bed for 3 days in the same clothes because you just cannot see that God is about to do it for you. And so you are allowing the data of this world to distract you. But I'm coming to you this morning and say, gird up thy loins and stand up and be fierce in God. For God says to us today that if we will speak it inside of an impossible place, we will see impossible things come to pass. Hallelujah. He says, I don't want you to be moved by these afflictions. I tell you, I got joy right now in my soul. Not joy because God has put a blessing in my front door, but joy because I know God is still in control and prayer changes things. Joy because I got breath in my lungs and I got a right to bless him. That's why I have joy. I don't allow these afflictions to move me. COVID-19 don't scare me. Donald Trump don't scare me. It's not anybody in public office that can scare me. And let me tell you why. Because they can't come against my God. When you fight against me, you fight against a host of angels that have been assigned to protect me. And so what I believe in my heart and in my mind and in my soul, that death can't come to me until God says that it is my appointed time. That's why I don't let these afflictions move me. The news don't scare me. These numbers going up don't bother me. And let me tell you why they don't bother me. Because I know that God lives. And I know that he lives deep inside of me. He says to them, he says, I want you to understand you've been appointed for these afflictions, that I've called you out of the place that you were in. I called you out of the hotel. I called you out of the crack house. I called you out of the secular environment. I called you out of the RB community. I called you out of it. I called you out of the LGBTQ community. I called you out of perversion. I called you out of it because you've been appointed to stand in this time of affliction. I need the enemy to know there is somebody that's not going to waver and backslide in this time of stress and distress. That there are some people that just says, God, I know I'm going to go out strong because there's too much in me for me to fail. And that's all Paul was saying to the church of Thessalonica. I put too much in you. I put too much in you for you to fail. I put too much in you for you to stop right now. I put too much in you for you to bow out and cowardly tuck your tail and run away. I put too much in you for you now to think that God is not going to do it. Why would you get midway in the ocean and then try to swim back? The same God that brought me halfway is the same God that's going to bring me all the way. I need somebody to talk back to me this morning. Let me feel you in the spirit realm. Let me know that you agree. Let me be your Timothy this morning. Let me help you forbear your affliction.
Yes,
let me
speak
to your body. Let me speak to your mind. Let me speak to your money. Let me speak to your marriage. Let me speak to your children. Let me speak to your ministry. Let me speak to your business. And watch God move. Oh, you need somebody to come in today and sharpen you. I decree and I declare that you're going to walk out of this prayer place sharpened, with a sharp mind, with an intense spirit, with a spirit of purpose. Somebody tell God, thank you. In the text, he says, you've been appointed for this affliction. He said, when I was with you, I told you we were going to come to this day. I told you that we were going to see it in our lifetime. And now that we are here in this day, he says, for this cause, I sent you to know your faith. What are you saying, Bishop? I took you through a storm just to see what your faith would look like. I sent you through this to show you how your praise came down. I sent you through this to show you how the valley affects you. I sent you through this so you can know your faith. It's easy to bless God with a bank full of money. It's easy to bless God with a 401k and a retirement. It's easy to bless God when you got a husband that'll do it for you when you don't do it for yourself. It's easy to bless God when you got cushion and you have security. But can you get to know yourself in the valley? God took us from a high all the way down to a despairing low just to show us what was in us. He says, but I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to bring somebody to you that's going to bring you glad tidings, that's going to help you increase your faith, and going to show you charity. And I want you to remember this. Remember this always. Remember this place always. Remember, it don't take much to get, if you allow Timothy to speak to you. Remember, it don't take much for you to run around the church and give God some glory. People might look at you and say, Bishop, what did he do for you? Did God do something for you? Turn around and face him and say, yeah, he did. He woke me up this morning. Come on, somebody. And he started me on my way. He gave breath in my body. He put food on my table. I got a roof over my head. Remember how we used to testify about the small things and begin to bless God. I'm not where I used to be, and I'm on my way where God wants me to be, and I give God glory. And so this morning, I'll be your Timothy. Now say, gird up your loins and fix your face. God ain't forgot about us. He told us this day. We've been reading about it. You know it was coming. And now that it's here, where is your faith? Now tell me right now, if you can, lift your hands to the Father. I'm about to speak strength into your bones. The Bible says that when the two apostles came in front of the temple called Beautiful, the Bible says that when they came into the temple called Beautiful, that there was a man that sat down at the temple. The Bible says that he could not stand up. But the Bible says that when they prayed, he was stretching out his hands for alms. He wanted money. Peter looked up. Oh, have I not? Did you feel it moving? He said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I'm going to give it to thee. Let's break that down. He said, such as I have, I'm going to give it to thee. And the Bible says, and strength went to his ankle bones, and he stood up. What did Peter give that man that sat in front of the gate called Beautiful? He didn't give him the Holy Ghost because he didn't speak in tongues. He didn't give him money because Peter said, I ain't got it. But the Bible
morning, lift those hands. I give you strength. I give you supernatural bone fixing strength. Fix your back, fix your head, and lift it up to God. I give you strength. Strength to face the storm. Strength to see negative news and not waver. Strength to stand in the midst of despair and still have hope. Strength to lift those hands to an invisible God that ain't speaking. Ooh, strength. I speak strength to your wavering mind. I speak strength to you in your uncomfortable place. I speak strength to you. And I say, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. There's still yet a praise out on the inside of you. Come on, baby. Open up your mouth and begin to bless the Lord with all thy soul, with all thy spirit, and with all thy might. Come on, baby. Come, it's too much in you for you to fake right now. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, and let those floodgates of tears break the solitude between you and God. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, in this distant place, in this sad place, in this place of depression. Come on and just tell him thank you. When God didn't answer you the way you wanted him to, come on, tell him thank you. When God has you going like a ping pong ball inside of a case, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, still tell him thank you. When God move all your plan B's and A's and C's and everything out the way and he be your only plan, come on, E-A-R-A-B-O-S-H-I. Come on, tell him thank you. This morning, receive strength. Put clapping back in your hand. Receive that strength. Come on, put running in your feet. Get this. Lift those hands up through that cloud of depression that's hovering over your head. Come on, lift them up. Lift them up. Strength to look at your habits and say, no, not today. Strength, come on, see. Strength to go into your prayer closet with faith. I trust that we're going to come out of this place better than we went in. The Hebrew boys, Father, I'm persuaded, came out better than the way they went in. They went in with hope, but they came out with a testimony. They came out better. They came out better than what they went in. I love you today, God, because I trust you. And I feel the fire of God burning all in my soul. I trust you, God, that this message has been approved by heaven and God is witnessing. Angels are listening and the Holy Spirit is working right now. On our behalf. He's working right now, right now, right now, right now. He's working right now on your behalf. I promise you, you're going to get a phone call. You're going to get an email. You're going to receive a text message. You're going to receive something that's going to confirm what he already said. I need you to know that when the devil rises up his ugly head, you got to know that God looks down at him and says, sit back down. You got to understand that when it comes down to his children, he protects and he provides. Come on, tell him thank you right there. You got to know when it comes down to his children that all of his decisions are yay and amen, and that the promises of God will come to pass over your life, but you got to agree. You got to have strength to agree with Timothy today. You have to have strength to agree with what's been spoken of your life. You got to look at that devil square up with Herod and say, Herod, you don't take my life. I lay down. Ooh, you can't take nothing from me. Glory. The same devil that's been chasing you, speak back to it. Break through your silence today. Have the strength to break through your silence today. No. Speak to the mountain. You said, Bishop, I spoke to it and it didn't move. Speak again. Speak again. Speak again to it. This time, speak with the strength that's been given to you. This time, speak with all faith. This time, speak being convicted. This time, speak with rhema knowledge that the same mountain that's right behind you, he already moved that one. So speak to this one with that measure of testimony and that measure of faith. Speak right now. Speak to it right. Speak to it again. Speak to it again. Pharaoh comes to show you your faith. Speak to it. Say, Bishop, I spoke to it. I spoke to it. And it told me no. Speak again. For I trust that a host of angels will back you this time.
Pastor Doug, you want to pray for Bishop before I bring on the callers, or what do you want to do? Okay. First caller, are you there? Can you hear me? Good morning, woman of God. Are you there?
Is that me?
Prophet Ruth? Yes, ma'am. Are you there? Yeah, press 1.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Amen. Okay, good morning. Boy, I tell you what, I thought I was on fire yesterday, but I tell you this morning, this woman of God put some gasoline on the fire. Glory to God. I thank God for being in the midst on this morning. I tell you, I love it because as saints of God on this day, It's good, woman of God, that we teach that God is a good God and he's sweet, because he is a sweet God. But we're not teaching
yes,
people of the world, of the church, about God's wrath and how God is getting weak. We're teaching them about how God is blessed and what it is and how good it is to be on his side. But I thank God today for somebody like you that's willing to tell us you can hold on, but to hold on, the ride ain't going to be just easy all the way. Now hold on, don't let go. You're in the boat, don't, even though it's rocking, just hold on, because we got a life raft. Don't worry about it if you fall over in the water. Woo, I thank God on this morning, this was so good. On yesterday, everybody was hollering at me,
That's me. Okay. Woman of God, are you on? Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling from California. I just want to give praise, honor, and glory unto the Lord for waking me up this morning, and just giving honor to the Lord for my mom and my dad, Letha and Arthur James Radford, that just continuously are my Timothy, who continuously to encourage me during the times of tribulations and whatnot. And I just want to say thank you for having this on Blog Talk Radio, that everybody internationally all over can hear the word of God and just be reminded of how good God is, and just to be reminded to hold on in there. Even though trials and tribulations come, we've already overcome and we are victorious because of the Lord, because of who he is. And I just I have to get ready to go to work, but I just wanted to ask for prayer for my partner who is incarcerated, and I just want to stand in proxy and prayer for him.
Amen. Bishop Pickett, are you there?
I am here. Yes, ma'am, I am here. I did hear your prayer request, and I really understand you standing in proxy for your partner. I believe that God is building up your faith concerning his release. And so I'm trusting that God is going to do that, and that he understands his assignment before he is released. And so I'm believing that swiftly those prison doors are going to open on his behalf, that there's going to be a judge that is going to give him grace and give him mercy concerning this. And I'm believing that this second chance that he's going to receive, I'm believing that God is going to do great things in him. And I also believe that the vision that he had before he even went in, that he's going to come out wholeheartedly with that. I see letters concerning what he's going to do when he comes out, but I see a particular thing, a vision, a business or something that he wants to go into. And so I bless God for that. God's going to give him another chance, but this time he's going to come out chiseled like a man of God. And so I bless God for this time that he was being made and molded. This was just to protect him from death. It was protect him from death. His life was on the line. And so the enemy was really trying to pull him into a place of corruption. But I bless God that God had another plan for him. So I'm believing, and I'm touching and agreeing with you, and I believe that I'm going to hear a testimony concerning this very soon.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I believe and receive too. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, dear.
Amen. Good morning. Thank you so much. This is Pastor Douglas is just kind of
Jesus.
He's everywhere right now this morning. You truly bless the body today.
Amen.
I've been getting my phone been going off the whole entire time behind your message this morning. And the woman
wow.
of God that just spoke, my husband just talked to her mate the other day, and it blessed
okay.
him to be able to talk to the man of God from there. And people don't understand,
wow.
and I just told my cousin the other day, Bishop, that iron sharpens iron. They don't get it. We can't lift each other up if we don't sharpen each other up when we're needed. If you see I'm there, pick me up, grab me, shake me, show me, help me get where I need to be. They don't understand that, Bishop, and you totally blessed me and said everything I just said yesterday, literally yesterday,
wow.
to two powerful women of God. Yesterday, we just said the exact same thing. I'm speechless.
Wow. Amen. 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 Well, you know, we all speak the same language when we all stay in the same vein. And so my prayer is that the church would come out of that place. You know, the prodigal son, when he left home, the Bible says that when he was in the hog pen, he had to come to himself before he could return home. And so I'm asking that God will send a spirit of enlightenment, that people can see themselves, they can come out of what they're in and come home. It has been a dull, slowful movement away from the throne, and it's been a lazy movement away from our prayer closet, and God wants us to shake that off. The Bible says it's high time for us to awake out of sleep. Romans 12. And so we have to be a people that say, you know what, it's time for me, Romans 9, it's time for me to shake myself from that slumber and say it's time for me to come back to who I am. I am a fireball in Christ. I am an intercessor. I'm a prophet for God. I'm an evangelist for souls. I'm a pastor for the sheep of this pasture. And so we have to remember who we are and come back and stay there. I told somebody the other day, I said, why are you out there doing you? Remember who you are. So I hate when people say, I'm living my best life, I'm doing me, Bishop. Okay, you do you, but remember who you are, because there was a time where Jonah didn't remember who he was.
This is so profound what you're sharing with us this morning, because I was sitting here, and the whole time that you were preaching, I'm just jotting down notes and jotting down notes and jotting down notes. And one of the things that I jotted down was, when your broken place is a needed place.
Yes.
When your
yes,
broken
sir.
Place is your needed place. A lot of times what we don't realize is God puts us in those broken places so he can show us us. Because we come on here, somebody. We miss the mark because we're looking at the test, and we're looking at the trial, and we're looking at the tribulation, but we don't realize that God is working the fight inside of us. It's a needful place for us to be a broken. Because watch here, when you come out of that place, even when Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days.
Yes.
When he
yes.
went into the wilderness
yes.
for 40 days, he went in strong, but the whole time that he was in there, I'm pretty sure that let me tell you about fasting. Fasting make you start seeing stuff when you come on here. A salad start looking like a hamburger. You know what I'm saying? It's a broken
yes.
place. It kills
yes.
the
yes,
flesh.
Sir.
It crucifies the flesh. And that's the reason why God has to take the church and put the church back into isolation. That's why we
yes.
on the second round of COVID-19. Because we
yes.
didn't take it
yes.
the first time. We didn't get the full roll the first time. That's the reason why he had to send us through this again, so we can start seeing ourselves. That's the reason I am to the point right now to where I tell people, if you go back to having church like you did when you first came into this thing, you missed the mark. You missed it.
Yes,
you're
wow.
going right back
wow.
into doing the same
wow.
thing that you were doing
yes,
at first.
Sir.
We're going to have to go back to doing church as usual. Baby, let me tell you something.
Yes,
if you do.
Let me tell you
what's going to happen. You're going to go. Come here, children of Israel. That's why
wow.
you're in 40 days. I brought you out in order
Lord.
For me to show you what you need to see. But yet and still, when you got to a rough spot, a rough patch, I had to put you in 40 years of walking around the same tree, seeing the same rock, seeing the same stream,
wow.
seeing that same lizard that you see.
Wow.
Your presence on the phone is going to shift the atmosphere simply by your obedience to call. Everything that you have been calling on the name of the Lord for, God said that in this hour, because you have been charged as a fireball to call yourself. Yeah, he said because you've been charged with the igniter. Hear me, Holy Ghost, hear me. Hear me in the
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Ghost. You are the igniter of the people. You are that those rocks when you strike the rock, you start the fire. That's what
yes,
you are.
Lord.
You are the in this hour, in this season, get ready for people to start coming to you that would not normally come to you, asking you for direction of how to do certain things in ministry. Because watch this here, you have been tested and walked through the fire to understand that, baby, some of this stuff that they were telling us back then, it don't work now. We need to
that's
change
right.
it up. A little bit. So I'm not telling you something that somebody taught me. I'm telling you something that I tried and this thing works. God is putting
yes,
people
Lord.
In your presence in this next season, Word of God, that you're going to pull smooth up out of the fire because they have lost their footing. They have lost their way. They didn't
yes,
lost their drive. They didn't lost their push. You the igniter, my God. My God. You're going to bring life back into dead ministry. Come on, Apostle.
Yes.
Up into the
face. Yes, Yes, Lord. Wow. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Blessed to God. Be careful who you pour into in this season. God says there is a place of pouring that I'm going to set for you to do, but I'm going to orchestrate people that are going to come that you're going to be able to pour a fresh oil into. And watch this here. It can't be somebody with an old wine skin, old mentality, old mindset, sitting on his old sin. God said, behold, I do a new thing in this earth through the woman of God. I said, oh my God, there's a new thing that I'm pouring inside of her, and everybody can't handle it. They need to be able to take their own mindset and throw it away.
Yes, Lord.
And start fresh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This last song was meant to really take you out. The devil threw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. He threw everything at you. He wanted you to curl up in a ball and just give up. But God said, not so. This is not the season for you to faint, but this is the season for you to see the moving of my hand. And my hand, my God, my hand is strong and is able to pull you out of that place. I pulled you out. Pulled you out. The Lord pulled you out for a time such as this.
Yes, Lord.
Your broken place was a needed place. I see the elevation of fire when you speak. I hear the elevation. That's the reason why when you were speaking on the line, so many people were not captivated. Because that's not the word that God used. They were illuminated. Their eyes were open. They began to see. Yeah, I'm going through. But this thing wasn't meant to kill me. This thing was meant to elevate my mind. It was meant to elevate my thinking pattern.
Wow.
Forget those former things. Those former places. Oh, God, help me right here. He said, the eyes of your past, he said, no longer let that gaze be your gaze. The eyes of your past, I don't know what that means in your life right now, but God says, don't let the eyes of your past gaze on the former things. Don't let your eyes of the past gaze on your former things. Because that former place.
Yes, Lord.
That former place. That former place.
Yes, Lord.
That former place was the place where the enemy thought that he was going to keep you in. Because it seemed like it was the right place to be.
Yes, Lord.
Let me show you what I heard. Let me show you what I heard while you were preaching. He said, as a way that seemeth right unto man. He said, but the end is destruction. I don't know who that was for. I don't know who that was for, but that's what I heard. He said, they think that what they're doing is the right thing, but that thing is the thing that's going to be their destruction.
Wow.
God told me to tell you, watch the next steps for the next, here you go with this prophetic thing, for the next three months, he said, watch your prophetic walk. He said, start following today, the first day of your prophetic walk. He said, the things that you have prophesied past. He said, I am going to start bringing those things full circle. You're going to start getting phone calls from people saying, the woman of God, you prophesied this to my life. And because you prophesied this to my life, God told me to bless you, so I'm going to bless you. Let me tell you something. Let me show you something. You ain't somebody that chases after the dollar bill. You ain't never been, You ain't never been the one to chase after money. You ain't never been the one to chase after money. You ain't never been the one to sit up there and tell nobody, bring me this and bring me that. When you preach, you get through preaching. If they bless you, they bless you. If they don't, they don't. You ain't been that way. Am I talking to the right person?
Yes, you are. Yes, sir.
God said, but because of your faithfulness, of you speaking life into dead places where people invited you in and knew that the name, Bishop TK, was going to bring in the people.
Bishop, God just showed me you preaching on foreign land. All I can say is get ready if you don't have your passport, get it. I just seen it just as clear as I was watching a movie in foreign land in front of thousands of people. It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. So this next shift. This next shift, God says, I'm going to impart into you things. I'm going to impart into you things. He said, I have promised places that I promised, Bishop TK.
Yes, Lord.
I have promised places that I promised you.
Yes, Lord.
You haven't seen them yet. But God said that this is your season of the reveal. This is
Lord.
This is your season of the reveal.
Yes, Lord.
Even your children.
Yes, Lord.
Even your children are going to start seeing. Mama don't look like she. Mama looked different to me. I don't know why, but Mama looked different to me.
Yes, Lord.
It's something about your countenance that God is supposed to change.
Yes, Lord.
God's going to change your whole outlook of who you are in your life. Everything about you is supposed to shift. He said this next season you're supposed to go into, it's supposed to do something great. Woman of God, look, I know you got to go. Let me pray for you before we get off the line. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Every place that this woman of God's feet tread this season, God, thank you for making her a conqueror.
Yes, Lord.
Every word that you have said she has spoke in this season, and even, Lord, in her night season, Father, thank you for giving her the strength to stand in you. Thank you, Lord God, for every circumstance and situation that the enemy thought that he could use to make
Lord.
Her stumble and give up was actually her building place. Thank you, Lord, for making that thing, God, be the very thing that she stood on and said, this shall not be so. Every time the enemy gave her something, she put it on top of the other one and said, this shall not be so. And the more the enemy gave, the higher she got. So, Father, we thank you for the fire and the fighter that is inside of her. God, we thank you for the building and rebuilding of the birthing of the power and strength that is in the woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
God, for every word that she speaks, God is life.
Sure.
Everywhere, God, that she touched, God shall prosper.
Yes,
God, we thank you for the virtue that she has released into this atmosphere and to the
Lord.
People of God.
Yes, Lord.
God, pour back inside of her. Pull that virtue back inside of her.
God, that she'll be able to, God, go to that next spot and that next level and speak life to someone else. God, we cover the man of God and their children, Lord God. We cover the man of God, the man that is covering her and the head of her life, God. We pray for the man of God. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
For his strength now.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, cover him now, God. God, every, mm-hmm, yes, Lord, everywhere that the enemy saw that he was going to
yes,
come in
Lord.
And cause him to give up and throw in the
yes,
towel.
Lord.
God, we speak life and we speak
yes,
strength
yes,
and we
Lord.
Speak power. God, we
yes,
speak
Lord.
The sword. God, we speak the sword
yes,
that
Lord.
Is in the man's God of mouth. God, as he began to speak, Lord, he cut asunder my God, God. He cut asunder every sin, God. God, that the enemy thought that he could use, God, against his life and against his family. That sword that's on the edge of his tongue, God. God, when he speaks, he makes the devil nervous. We come under the
Lord.
Yes, Lord. When he speaks, God, he cuts the enemy asunder. Every time he speaks a word, Lord God, God, to cover his family, every time he speaks it, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
God, the thing that the enemy has put into the atmosphere, God, he begins to chop that thing down, and it has to come subject to him because
yes,
the
Lord.
Authority that's inside of him. God, we thank you for the authority inside of the man of God. We build him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. God, we speak
yes,
life
Lord.
And life more abundantly. God, God, he'll never want for anything. He'll never
yes,
need
Lord.
For anything as long as he
yes,
lives. And he'll never want
yes,
as long as he lives. Father, we call it into fruition. And we say,
yes,
stand
Lord.
In it. Yeah, God, cover him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. God, when he goes out into this thing, God, that this world called a pandemic, God, he's covered. Put him in ill care, Lord God. Dispatch the angels that's on their life, God, and keep that family hedged up. Hedged up, God. Hedge them up, God, in every way. That
yes,
the
Lord.
Enemy, when they see him coming, they'll realize that this family is a fighter.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and they
Lord.
Don't give up easy.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Beat me in the streets, devil, is what I call. I hear you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Meet me
yes,
in the
Lord.
Streets if you want to know who I really am, devil. Meet
yes,
me in
Lord.
The streets out here. Meet me in these streets. I show you
yes,
better than
Lord.
I can tell you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Teach the
yes,
devil a
Lord.
Lesson through them, God. Let them know. Let them
yes,
know
Lord.
That you're messing with the wrong somebodies.
Yes, Lord.
This is not mm-hmm. what you want in the spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Cover them, God, and keep them, God. God, make
yes,
them
Lord.
Into the people that you have called them to be. God, and when
yes,
this
Lord.
Thing is over, when this pandemic is over, Lord, she'll be able to stand firm and tell the
yes,
devil
Lord.
Today, you tried everything you could, but I'm still standing. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. God bless
amen.
You, woman of God.
I
God
love
bless
you both.
Woman of God.
I love you both. Thank you so much.
Okay,
I love
you
both.
We love you right back.
We love you
right
yes,
back.
Sir.
And
yes,
thank
sir.
You again for coming on. You make me feel honored every time I call. It's not an issue. And I thank you so much for taking time out to come on here to bless the body of Christ with what they need to hear and not pacifying them. This is what they needed to hear today, and I thank you.
Amen. It's my pleasure.
Have a blessed day, Bishop.
Amen.
A quick commercial break. Remember to tune in to 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Feel free if you need prayer. Pastor Douglas and myself will immediately pray. That's what we do. Remember, iron sharpens iron. This is a no-judgment zone. We cannot and will not judge you. God is the only one that can judge you. But we are here if you need uplifting, you need to talk, or just continue to listen in. Remember, we're on here Monday through Friday. Monday is Man Up Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday is Like Never Before Ministries. Thursday is Wednesday Thursday. And Friday is Freestyle Friday. We'll be right back.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In a motion.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Oh my God. Bishop TK always get on here and just give what the Lord tell her to give. My God. Pastor Dougson, I don't know who was hitting these desks more harder. I don't know. I think he probably was. I believe he was. Also, if you want to sow into Worldwide Gospel Connection, our Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, our Cash App is $WGC2020. The number is 563-999-3628. We're also on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Send a friend request, send a message if you need to contact us. Also, you can reach us at Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. Also, if you need to contact us or if you want to be added to the prayer list, we pray every day at 8 during the day. But if you need us, need extra, just need to talk, we are here. Remember, Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, Worldwide Gospel Connection at Facebook, and our Cash App is Worldwide Gospel Connection. I'm sorry, our Facebook Cash App is $WGC2020. Tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. Pastor Douglas has, who's coming out tomorrow? Cousin?
We got Cousin Al.
Oh, Lord.
We got Cousin Al.
The comedian. Oh, my God.
Listen. I'm going to give y'all a forewarning. Yeah, this is a disclaimer. Cousin Al don't have no sense.
You're going to cry laughing. Your side is going to hurt.
This boy is, listen, he a grown man, but this boy, Lord Jesus. And see, the thing about it is, Cousin Al is actually my cousin. That this man is really my cousin. And
he is a character.
Listen. Y'all follow him on social media. Y'all go to his page. Y'all
Cousin
go to
Al.
Cousin Al. He's on Instagram,
YouTube,
and YouTube.
Facebook.
He has a Facebook page. His Facebook. Y'all go and y'all click, search for him. This boy here is he need Jesus. He need Jesus in the worst way.
Uh oh. I might bust out with a rap for him tomorrow. Freestyle Friday on duty, Apostle Douglas on duty.
Y'all know I wax silent. I just wax silent. I just went on straight mute mode. I love my wife.
Tell them my rap name and I'll stop.
Her rap name, America. Listen, America. This is her rap name.
Her rap name is the Giant Killer. She 5'3". She 5'3", but she the Giant Killer. I love this woman.
Anyway.
We back on commercial. Let us hear. Can we finish this show?
I'm not
going to
play with him. It's okay. I'm tall in the spirit. That's all that matters.
Oh.
Tall in the spirit. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Listen, for those of you all who desire to give your life to Christ, this is your opportunity. It's time for us to get serious now. For those of you all who want to desire to give your life to Christ, this is the opportunity now. Listen, we're not going to give no drawn out nothing. We're going to give you the scripture, and we're going to pray, because we know that in this time right now, laughter is good for the soul. We did that for a reason, to get your defenses down. Get your defenses down. Now your defenses down. Let's talk. Let's be real. It's time for you to get right, church, and let's go home.
Come on.
It's time for us to get right. It's time for us to get our minds, our hearts, and our spirits right. Because it's time for us to get this thing in line so we can make, so watch this, so you can make a difference in the earth. The people that know you for who you are can see you for who you are, and you can move on and do what you got to do. Amen? Amen. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you the scripture reading, and once we give you the scripture reading, we're going to go from there. And then y'all just hang on in there with me for a minute.
Amen, amen. The overcoming scripture that I read is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen. Just that simple. Just that simple. This is your opportunity to take all the stuff that the enemy has tried to use to tell you that you, all this other stuff that you can't do, you can't come here, you can't overcome, you can't become strong, you can't become this, you can't become that, you can't, none of that stuff. This is your opportunity right here, right now, in the hour that we're in right now, to shift the very minds and the hearts, watch this here, of the people. Hear me and hear me well, of the people who have spoke these things against your life. This is your opportunity, your chance to say, you know what, I'm going to give my life to Christ. Not to prove them wrong, because can I be honest with you, the opinion of folk don't even matter. It ain't about their opinion no more. I'm going to tell you what it's about. It's about you saying, this is my time, this is my season for me to give my life to God. This is for me to become better and who God has called me to be. All that other stuff, everything else on the outside, everything that could have, should have, would have been said on the outside, don't even matter no more. But what matters now is the fact that God says, this is your season of the shift. This is your season of shift. This is your season to become better and who God called you to be. No matter how or where the enemy has put his hand at, today you're going to walk in victory. That's what it's about. And the way that you walk into victory is you have to leave your past behind and walk into a new thing in God. Because evidently, what you're walking in ain't working. Where you at ain't working. Can I help you? Let me open up a door for you. Come on in. This is a real platform for you to just go ahead on and just give your life. So let's pray. Let's pray. A simple prayer, not even complex. Not even complex. Just I know you're probably saying, well, Pastor, I ain't never prayed before. Okay, good. I'm going to make it real simple for you. Some of y'all say, well, Pastor Douglas, listen, I done backslid. I feel so God ain't going to hear my prayer. That's not true. You say he's married to the backslider. Then he turns around and tells you that if you build your bed in hell, he's right there with you. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of an age. So don't trip. Don't worry about it, because everything is working out for you good. Don't worry. Don't trip. Now watch what you're going to do. We're going to pray, and you just pray with us. Simple.
real easy. Real easy, not even complex. Real complex, real easy prayer. Let's repeat these words. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you to come into my life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that Jesus raised from the dead so I can be saved. I surrender myself to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Simple. It's done. We want to be one of the first ones to welcome you to the body of Christ. We want to be the first ones to welcome you to the body of Christ. Now that you have given your life, I want you to take this with you while you're in this thing. Continue to listen to the broadcast so you can be built up in the spirit, built up in your most holy faith, built up into your walk. Pastor, I don't know what none of that stuff is. Good. When you come on this broadcast, you'll learn it every day. Because that's what this platform is for. This platform is to reach those that watch us here, that don't nobody else want to reach, that nobody else can reach. And we ain't scared of the devil. We ain't scared of the devil. We ain't never been scared of the devil. So it is what it is. So we're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you. So that's what we want you to do. Come on in and give your life. Now that you're giving your life, give that platform. So keep on listening so you can get strength. We're going to give you some important keys, some important keys that you could take with you along your way. So while you're going, while you're coming into this new shift in God, that you could have something to help you with that. Let me relinquish my stand, and then we'll go from there.
Amen, amen. The first key is get you a Bible. The second one is find your church home. And the third one is make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Since now you have become overcomer, it's not going to be easy. We're not saying that. But it's going to be worth it. Again, from Genesis to Revelation, nowhere in the Bible Jesus said it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure the person, the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very important. We're a tag team. Pastor Douglas and I get on here, and we do this for a reason. I don't feel no less when he talks, nor does he. We're a tag team for the body of Christ, and people need to understand that. We literally mean iron sharpens iron, and we mean that.
Amen. There's nothing like a tag team partner. Nothing like a tag team partner. Listen, let us go into prayer for those that are on the that submitted their prayer request into the media sites. Those of you all who have taken out that time to put your request in, we thank you so much. But those of you all who have not had that opportunity to, let me show you where you go. You go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can put your request in the comment sections there. You can go to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can put your request there. You can also go to the blogtalkflower.com/worldwidegospelconnection. You can go there and put your comments, put your request in the comment section there. Any of these media sites that you put your request in, we will most definitely, surely pray for you guys. We are consistently prayer. We are built on prayer. That's what this broadcast is built on. That's what our ministry is built on. That's what our church is built on. That's what our life is built on. Our life is built on prayer. We pray. We pray. That's what we're based on. We're based on we pray. That's our stand. We pray. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for the lives of those, God, that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God. God, we thank you for the prayer request, God, that has been submitted to us through us and for us. God, we thank you, God, for those that have submitted their prayer requests through all of the media sites and the ones who have not had an opportunity to submit their prayer requests. God, we gird them requests up now, God, and we lift them up to you. And we say, Father, today, God, touch by your power and by your strength. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their lives. God, speak life, not just life, but life more abundantly. God, give to them, God, what it is needed, God, for them to understand and see and know that you are God. And you are God all by yourself. God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. There is none like you. God, we thank you, Father God, for taking these prayer requests, God, regardless of what they may be, sickness in their bodies, Lord God. God, issues in their body, it's issues with any type of diseases, oh God. God, whether it be cancer, lymphoma. God, whether it be God, issues with blood flow in their veins, Lord God, issues with lymphedema, God, heart problems, God, cancers, all types of cancer. God, whatever it is, God, we lift that thing up to you, God, and we pray, God, that you would cover and keep, God, them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up Lisa. God, we lift up little Kaylee, Father God. God, that we have adopted on the broadcast. Y'all continue to pray for Kaylee. God, we lift up Kaylee. God, we pray that you would touch her, God, in a supernatural way. God, that you would work by your power and by your strength. God, do the miraculous in her life. Even now, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of that baby's feet. God, touch her now. God, touch Lisa, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, we speak strength and we speak power, God, over her life even now. God, we pray even today, God, that you would shift in the atmosphere, shift the mindset, shift their thought pattern, shift every part of who they are, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let them not stress anymore about any place or any one thing. God, move, God, right now. God, do what you said you were going to do. Every place, every area, every dimension, every shift in their life, God, that they need. God, we pray right now. God, do what you said you were going to do. God, let them know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Let purpose now, God, God, be made manifest in their life. God, let them know that no matter how or where they may find themselves at today, God, that you are God and you're bigger than anything, God, that the enemy can bring against their life. So tonight we speak life, strength, and power over their lives, even now, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we pray for our governors. God, we pray for our congressmen, our congresswomen. God, we pray, God, for our judicial system, Lord God. God, we pray for all of our mayors, God, across this country, all of our governors across this country. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for all of our police departments, every police department. God, we pray, God, for every doctor, God, every police officer, every first responder, Lord God, every paramedic and firefighter. God, we pray for them today. God, we pray for, God, the nurses and the doctors, God, and the healthcare workers, God, that have to deal, God, with this frontliners of the COVID-19. God, we pray that you will continue to protect their families and protect them. God, put your hedge of protection around them. God, that this enemy, God, that has this thing that has come against their life, God, has come into this land, that we are able to stand strong in you and know that you are able to work that thing out. God, we thank you, Father God, for doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our lives, and we do not take that thing for granted. Father, we lift up our hands in Zion, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God, for your continual protection, God, in your hand of mercy, in your hand of grace, God, that is on the lives of those, God, that are seeking more of you. God, let us not stumble in our own self. Let us not stumble in our own mindset, but Lord, let us continue to lean and depend and trust in you. You said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So today, God, we're acknowledging you, God, and asking you to direct our path. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, do we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Thank you, guys, for tuning in. Today for Women's Day Thursday. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. You can reach us on Facebook, Worldwide Gospel Connection at Facebook. Also, you can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Again, if the show blessed you today, our Cash App is $WGC2020, $WGC2020. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tomorrow is Freestyle Friday. Remember to tune in same time, same channel. If you need us, we are here. Again, this is a no judgment zone. We can't judge you, but we are here to help you.
Amen. And we're getting ready to go off the air, but if there's anybody that need prayer that's on the line, anybody that need prayer that's on the line, hit one. If not, we're going to go get on the end of the broadcast.
Okay, y'all have a phenomenal and blessed day. Remember, you can reach us at warwardgospelconnection@gmail.com. Also, Warwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Be blessed and tune in tomorrow.